Welcome back to Friend Crush. I'm your host, Amber Akilla. This is my podcast where I talk about stuff and things, cute, chaotic, and critical thinking. Follow me on Instagram, TikTok, Spotify, SoundCloud, at Amber Akilla. And you can subscribe for exclusive voice memo episodes of the podcast where I'm just like a little bit more chaotic, a little bit more off the cuff, a little more personal. And you can also buy merch on the website, friendcrush.club. At the time of recording, the website's not live yet. I know there's been multiple episodes where I've mentioned that merch is going to be available. I just have had so much stuff to do that I was like afraid to launch the website in case I wasn't able to like oversee it properly. You know, I'm a one-woman show. So at the time of recording, it's not launched. I'm sure by the time that this episode goes live, there will be pre-order available because I'm currently organizing caps for merch. I feel like caps is a good place to start because I want to get to a point where like I can get a discount on international shipping. Shipping is so expensive. I will make hoodies available to buy if people want, but shipping is really expensive. So I'm sorry about that. But anyway, so yeah, thank you for tuning into the podcast. We are halfway through season 5. And again, I want to apologize that I haven't been able to like really promote or dedicate that much time to the podcast this season. I think this is the first time that I've been doing the podcast alongside like really working and like hustling full time. Because I guess, you know, when I was in Australia, I was just kind of working remotely. I wasn't like actively out and about, couldn't go anywhere, couldn't do anything, pandemic era. The, you know, first season 4 that I did when I first came back, I was still kind of like in development mode, still like finding my footing in Shanghai. And I still very much am. Like, I feel that it takes like at least 1 to 2 years to kind of establish yourself in a place or get used to it. Like, I feel like the 2 years that I was in Perth, I finally readjusted to being in Perth, and then I left and came to Shanghai, and then I had to start that process all over again. So yeah, I definitely am going to try my best to continue to do the podcast in whatever capacity possible. And I'm figuring out like how I can balance that. So thank you for tuning in and bearing with me. So yeah, we're halfway through the season. I like scheduled the first half of the season. It was recorded a few months ago, and now I've lived some life and I'm back with more reflections and opinions and insights, I guess. Yeah, a lot of stuff has happened since the first episode was recorded for this season. And as time goes on, I feel like I just give less and less fucks. I just realized like how it doesn't matter like if people don't understand you, if people don't get you, if people don't like you, as long as you are committed to the process of better understanding yourself, of better treating yourself, of living your life in a way that brings you a sense of joy and that brings a sense of joy to like the people that you come in contact with who can actually appreciate it. That's all that really matters. That's the best that you can do. So many things are beyond our control. History will write itself the way that it's going to write itself. You know, like it's kind of, I think like woke culture in a way is sort of this like symptom of our desire to escape pain and to prevent harm, which is important to a degree, but then there's a point where it's like, okay, you actually have to go outside and you have to make mistakes and you have to be messy and be chaotic and be a person. And that's how you learn. You can't just theorize all day, right? Like that's only going to get you so far. I just watched Oppenheimer last night, and that is a continuous through line of the film. It's like, you know, there is a limit to what you can understand from theory until you actually have to put it in practice, and then you can find out whether you're going to blow up the world or not. You know, and I think for most people, the stakes are not like, are you going to create a weapon of mass destruction? It's like, are you going to be able to get a job that you enjoy? Are you going to be able to meet some friends whose company you enjoy? Are you going to be able to have an experience that's going to expand your understanding of the world, or expand your understanding and your connection to yourself. You know, that's kind of like everyday person stakes. And I think that when you get too in your head about things that don't actually matter that much, the only person that loses is you. You limit your ability to be hot and have fun, basically. And I think that now I'm like in a place in my life where I just want to be able to enjoy and live my life in a way that I enjoy and with people that want to do the same thing, and then fuck everyone else, you know. And recent experiences have made that so clear to me, in the sense that different people want different things, and just because it's different doesn't make it better or worse. It just means that maybe you don't have as much to do with that person or that situation or people like that. You know, like, I was just heckled outside of a club the other week. And I've been heckled outside of clubs many a time, okay? Inside of clubs, outside of clubs, you know, I've been working in proximity to nightlife for like 10 years almost. And it's so interesting how much my response to those sorts of situations has changed. When I was younger and in my late teens, early 20s, I didn't have like a strong sense of self. I was still very much in early development mode. And I didn't have like a community around me, or I didn't have community experiences where I really felt like supported by people around me or understood by people around me in a way that allowed me to validate my experience in the way that you kind of need when you're younger. I think as you get older, it's not as important once you've had experiences like that. But, you know, I talk about a lot how I was like really aware of like racial dynamics, inequality dynamics, gender dynamics before it was like a widespread conversation the way that it is now. Like, we definitely, I think a lot of people take for granted how much you can talk about these things now to a point where it's like not even helpful. Like, that was not possible 10 years ago. People did not have an awareness of racism and like misogyny the way that they do now. And I've seen how that's unfolded online. And when I was younger, I got heckled outside of clubs, people telling me I was like an ugly chink, that I should go back to where I came from. And I'd be like, I'm from Australia, like, I was born here. I have as much right to be here as you do, immigrant, colonizer immigrant. But yeah, like, when I was younger, I would definitely take more offense than I do now. Now I don't take offense at all. I'm just like, you're being rude and that's embarrassing for you. Like, not only ignorant, you're also rude. So like, beyond the color of your skin and like your ethnicity or your nationality, whatever, like, you're just a shitty person. You're being a shitty person right now. It's not interesting to me, okay? But when I was younger, I felt like, you know, I needed to not fit in, but like, I needed to not, I just didn't want to be like a target. I didn't understand why anybody had anything to say about who I was or what I did, because I was just minding my own business, or I was just doing my job when I was working in clubs. And it weighed a lot more heavily on me in a way that it doesn't now. Like, now I think about it because I'm trying to better understand how I can communicate what I'm learning from this experience. And when I was younger, it was a matter of like, how can I express what I've just experienced in a way that people are going to like understand and recognize that something is wrong? But instead it was like, oh, I'm talking about how I've experienced a hate crime, basically, and now I'm being victim blamed. Like, it's my fault. Or like, I'm the hateful one because I experienced racism. That was like a really fucked up thing that I would experience. And now I'm just like, why do you think I give a shit about what you think? So I love that for me, you know? And this kind of brings me to today's topic, which is like, I apologize for the long-winded way of getting here, but the difference between being offended and being disrespected. And how just having like an understanding of these two things can help you to better navigate what is worth your time and energy and what's not. And this is obviously like my perspective, my opinion, simplified terms, just like, you know, me kind of like spitting off the dome about how I can see the difference in these things now. So the foundation of this opinion or theory of mine is based in The Four Agreements. It's a book written by Don Miguel Ruiz, I think is how you pronounce that. I don't know, The Four Agreements. The Four Agreements are always be impeccable with your word, don't take anything personally, don't make assumptions, and always do your best. So here we're concerned with don't take things personally, because everybody is actually living in their own reality. And I think only when you start to really develop an awareness and intention around how you are living your life, what has shaped how you see the world, how you can take control of your life and how you see the world, are you able to truly understand this? When I think about the first time I read this book, I was like, what are they talking about? Everyone's living in their own dream. Everyone's living in their own reality. I don't understand this. But now, after spending a lot of time, you know, like unpacking different parts of my life, different traumas, trying to be more intentional, trying to bring more awareness, I realized that it's like, okay, everybody is actually living in their own reality. And love is your ability to extend a part of yourself and create a shared reality with someone. This like mutual effort that is put in relationships of any kind to create a shared reality together, right? So like, you know, we can go into how that affects romantic relationships in a different episode. I've already touched on it before, but in this case, it's like, okay, don't take anything personally. Whether you've been offended or disrespected, you don't need to take it personally, in the sense that how other people see you doesn't have to determine how you see yourself. They can give you information, they can give you feedback, and you can decide what is and isn't worth you taking on board, okay? Because, you know, you don't have to take things personally, but you're also like a human being. You're a social animal. You're going to interact with other people, and it is important, like, how others see you, how you see yourself, but you also get to decide how that unfolds for you, okay? How that is defined for you. Okay, and the thing about being alive is that there's always going to be some bullshit, okay? People are always going to have something to say. People are not always going to agree with you. You're not always going to agree with other people. This is part of being alive, and you need to navigate this. You need to know how to navigate this in like a tactful way in order to be able to live your life and get what you want. You know, like if you worry too much about what other people think, then you will never be able to determine life on your own terms, because other people's opinions take up more space of your brain than your own opinion. Like one of the most important things I think about is like, I care about what I think about myself more than what other people think about me. My opinion of myself is more important than other people's opinions of me, because I have high standards, okay? I want to live my life a certain way. I want things to be a certain way. I will not accept treatment that is, you know, not in accordance with how I can treat other people, with how I treat myself. I do not want to accept like things that are not in accordance with the types of things that I want in my life. You know, recently I've been offered seating, and I'm like, you need to show me what you're going to send me before you send it to me, because I don't want to accept things that I'm not going to use. It's not beneficial to me, and it's not beneficial to the brand if they send me something that I never take a picture with. You know, like I don't want to waste shit. And this is like a micro and macro level. So in a general sense, when people say something that's offensive, it's not personally targeted at you. So the example I'm going to use is like racism and people's like prejudice against Asians, and how this affects me, has affected me in different ways at different stages of my life, according to my ability to not take things personally and the like level of development I have in terms of my like personal identity. So when I was younger, I didn't have the resources or the support required to develop a healthy sense of self around what it meant to be ethnically Chinese growing up in the white suburbs of Australia. So when people would say offensive things about China and Chinese people, in a general sense, I would take this personally, because I did not have enough experience and information for myself on what it meant to be Chinese to feel like I had a leg to stand on when all these other people were so assertive about what it meant to them and then by extension to me. So if someone's saying something like, all Chinese people are XYZ, China is so ABC, blah, 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 I'd be like, that's fucked up. And like, that is targeted towards me. Even though that was like a general offensive statement to them, it became a me problem because I did not have a stable sense of self. As I got older and I was able to embrace who I was and I had an understanding of what it meant to be Chinese and of China, when people say offensive things about China and Chinese people, I don't take it personally because I'm like, you're just stupid. You were just ignorant and you were just hateful. And I know that who I am and my experiences and the country that you're trying to generalize about is not the way that you're saying that it is. So why the hell would I take on board anything that you're saying? I fundamentally do not respect you and your view. So there's no need for me to take it personally, right? That's like being offended. It's general. It's like not logical. You cannot argue with someone who's saying that. When people are making general statements about things and sharing their opinion, whether it's positive or negative, there is no point in trying to argue or convince them out of it, okay? This is different to like when you're having a discourse and it's like you share your point of view, I share my point of view, and we see the similarities and differences and we create like a fuller image of an understanding of a certain topic. That is like a respectful discourse and debate. But someone having an opinion that maybe I don't agree with doesn't mean that I need to convince them out of it. And this is like the slippery slope that people get into when it comes to like woke culture and cancel culture. It's like someone having a fucked up view in your mind, there's really nothing that you can do to convince them out of it other than provide more information to them in a respectful way so that they might be able to expand their point of view. Because a lot of people tie their point of view and their opinions subconsciously to their ego, and any attack on their opinion or their point of view is considered an attack on them and whether they are a good or a bad person. So you can't, like, there's nothing that I could say to someone who's racist to convince them that what they're saying is racist or that what they're saying is maybe like not actually rooted in anything factual. But contrary to this, disrespect, in my opinion, or in the context of this like episode, is targeted, and it's at things that you represent, things that you, that are a part of like your sense of self or how this person understands you to be. It doesn't have to be taken personally, but it is their problem with you. It's not like you are creating an issue in your mind. It's not like you're taking someone's opinion, general opinion about something, and then making it personally targeted to you. This person has some other problem, and they are instead attributing it to you when it has nothing to do with you, right? So like someone might say something generally offensive, which is like Chinese people are XYZ, ABC, that's something that would be considered offensive. Disrespect would be someone saying, oh, well, you know, that's because you are Chinese. Like the reason why these things is because you're Chinese or because you're a woman or because you're like, that's disrespectful. Okay. This person has some other issue in their life and they are attributing it to you. They are trying to attack you as a person in the process of trying to like win an argument or trying to make you feel small. That's their problem. Neither of these things need to be taken personally, but understanding the dynamic in these two situations, I think, allows you to decide who you are going to allow in your life. To what degree can you accept these kinds of things? You know, like people saying offensive shit, I'm like, you know, like, cool, you do you, I'm gonna do me. We don't need to have a discussion about this. When someone is disrespectful, it's almost always someone who's close to you. They know, or they think they know who you are, and they think they know the things about you that they can attack in order to make themselves feel better about themselves. Ad hominem attack, an attack of character, is one of the most base, shitty argumentative tactics that people can use. And it often happens if you're having like a political discussion and two people aren't agreeing and one person can't deal with the fact that they don't have any other points, or they're realizing that their point is like moot or like doesn't have any like foundation in logic. They start trying to make ad hominem attacks. It's really sad to watch because it's like, not only are you dumb in the sense that you are not as smart as you think you are by trying to use this tactic, you're also being rude. neither of those things are respectful, and neither of those things allow for like a fair discourse or discussion, right? Like, I can assert a number of different points when it comes to a topic of discussion. I don't need to attack you as a person in order for there to be validity in my point of view. But because not enough people have been bullied, I think, they have not really unpacked or questioned what their values really are and what really makes up their identity. You know, you kind of take a lot of things for granted and then you build on top of it, but you don't actually know what's underneath the house. Whereas I feel like the opportunity that getting heckled outside of clubs and experiencing the types of racism and misogyny that I did at a very young age, it's like I had no choice but to build and understand the foundation upon which the house that is my identity was built on. Okay, I can't take the foundation for granted because it was constantly being dug up and attacked when I was younger. So you have to defend not only like the house that you've built, but also the land on which it's built on. Okay. And a lot of people haven't had to do that in life. So rather than develop a point of view that is nuanced and can stand on its own, they will just attack anybody who's able to do that with ad hominem attacks, disrespectful personal attacks, in an attempt to make their point more valid. I think it's important to recognize the difference between these things, especially if you are someone who is trying to do something or who represents things that challenge people's limited views for what is possible for them, what is possible in general. You haven't done anything wrong by existing, but they will consider your existence an affront to whatever they think is possible, you know. And I really didn't understand this when I was younger because I always believed that like anything is possible. It's just a matter of like what you focus on and what you want and what you're willing to eat shit for. That's going to determine whether you're going to get what you want, if you're going to achieve it or not. But not everybody thinks that way. Okay, a lot of people have very limited terms and limits that they subconsciously have set for themselves. And that's really, really difficult to unpack. You know, that's what the whole body of psychology tries to understand and manage. You know, how can people work through and develop an awareness of the things, the experiences, the ideas, the values that have shaped them, and how can they rework it into a way that like is going to give them better outcomes, healthier outcomes in life. And then you realize that not everybody wants to be happy, or like you have a subconscious desire to survive. If you're alive, like you have that drive within you as a human being, but happiness is not something that everybody has considered when it comes to their experience of life. And that doesn't make them a bad person. You know, like you might come to that realization at a later stage, you might not. But the assumption that everybody is living because they want to be happy, or people do things in the pursuit of happiness, I think is actually kind of, I don't know. I just don't really know if I believe that anymore, because you can get so accustomed to your own misery and being defined by that and having it tied with your identity, tied to your ego, that you reject positive experiences and positive feelings. The same way that people run from negative feelings, you can also run from positive feelings. And it is so subtle the ways in which your subconscious will try to protect you. Like it thinks it's protecting you from harm when it's pulling you away from positive experiences that might actually benefit you. It's so subtle because logically you would not think that people would behave that way. They do, you know, like, and there's totally been times in my life where I've been like afraid of success, being afraid of being seen. And that's something that I think a lot of people need to work through, something that I continue to try to work through. So I'm not saying that, you know, people are like good or bad in accordance to whether or not they're able to pursue happiness. But I think that like being able to develop an awareness of the ways in which you might subconsciously fear or be getting in your own way is really powerful, you know? And understanding the difference between like when something is offensive and when something is disrespectful, I think is an important part of that, because more and more I realize and understand the way that at the end of the day, your life is a accumulation of what you focus on, where your time and energy goes every day, every moment, okay? All of these things compound into what your life is going to be defined by when you're on your deathbed, okay? And whenever I'm like having a shit time, I think about that and I ask myself how much of my life I want to be defined by this moment, this experience, and what can I do to pivot it in a direction that's going to be towards being hot and having fun. You know, I don't want to look back and think, wow, I wasted so much time feeling sad about things that I didn't actually need to spend that much time feeling sad about. There's nothing wrong with like negative experiences or like unpleasant emotions, but do you want your life to just be unpleasant? You know, like, perfect example is pandemic era, my pandemic era. There was a period where it was just like every day I was so miserable because I was like, what am I doing with my life? Or like, where has my life gone? I can't work in the way that I want to. I don't have any friends. I don't know like what I'm going to do with my life. And eventually I got to a point where I was like, you know what? I just have to make the most of the cards that I've been dealt at this moment because I don't want my life to just pass me by and I don't want to have another period of my life that's defined by me just being sad, because that's how I felt about my university experience. I hated law school and, you know, there were great moments, but I don't remember so much of that period of my life because I was literally so depressed and I didn't have the tools to make the most of my time when I was at law school. So that kind of like echoing in the back of my mind when I was stuck in Perth, because I was like, you're stuck here again and you have even less options available to you than you did before in terms of like being able to physically leave. So now you really have to like exercise your spiritual self into finding purpose and meaning in being here. The things that I feel that I achieved over that time are not really like tangible. Like I can't be like, oh, look at this thing that I did that shows what I learned or what I achieved in that time. But I really feel like that time for introspection played a huge role in me being able to enjoy my life now, because I recognize, you know, like the ephemerality of experience, of time, of life, of connections. And it doesn't mean that I don't still like feel depressed and I don't still feel sad, but now I'm much better equipped at handling those sorts of experiences and those sorts of emotions in ways that I don't think I was pre-pandemic. So, sorry, I just kind of went on like a million tangents there. But remember, you don't have to take anything personally, okay? You're allowed to feel uncomfortable. You're allowed to feel angry and disappointed when people say things that you don't agree with, or when people say things that are like targeted to you, especially when it's disrespectful and especially when it's coming from someone that you otherwise care about, someone who you would not say things like that to, but they, for whatever reason, their problem, have felt the need to make a character assassination against you. You feel the way that you feel, okay? But how long are you going to let yourself feel like that? How much are you going to let other people's opinions weigh and determine your way of life? You know, especially like in a way that's detrimental to you. You can let other people say things that shed light on things that you might have missed, you know? And I think that that's what a lot of the negative opinions that I've been exposed to in terms of people's racism and hatred, as fucked up as those experiences were, they really shone a light on the parts of me that I needed to learn to develop in order to be able to live life on my own terms and not have it be defined by a white person's opinion of China or of Chinese people, you know? And if I didn't have those experiences, I might have taken that for granted and I would be so much more easily offended now as an adult, because I see how that difference in like childhood experience defines how people take offense or don't take offense to things as adults. Because if you've never had to question those things and suddenly they're being interrogated or suddenly they're being challenged, you are so much more likely to take it personally than if you have previously had those things challenged and had to develop a sense of self in spite of that, or you have allowed those experiences to shed light on the things that you have an opportunity to work on in order to grow and become like a stronger, better version of yourself. So this is why I think, you know, like everything that you experience is neutral, and it's how you interpret it that's going to determine your character and determine whether or not you're going to be hot and have fun in this life. It doesn't mean that there aren't things that are wrong and terrible, but that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about, like, whether or not you find something offensive and to what degree you allow that to determine how you see yourself and how you see the world and how you let other people determine that for you or not. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, those are my thoughts for today. Thank you for tuning in. Follow me on all the things. Get ready for Friend Crush merch. Thank you so much for your continued love and support. Send me thoughts and feelings always. Friend.crush Instagram meme page. And yeah, drink lots of water. Tell your friends and family that you love them. I'll speak to you soon. Love you. Bye.